Hi there. Is it possible if I can please speak with Gia Smith, please?
Can I ask who's calling?
Hiya, Gia. My name's Billy, and I'm giving you a call today from MMA Legal. We're calling in regards to your Scottish redress claim due to mistreatment or any abuse while she was in the care system. So my job today is just to make sure we've got your details on file correctly, explain the procedure to you, and then I can talk to you from there. Is that okay with yourself, darling?
Yeah, my name's actually Ruth. Gia with the email address. My name's Ruth.
Okay, Ruth, no problem. Let me get that changed on the system point. That's the email. It's because, did you make your application through Facebook, did you?
Yeah.
A lot of the time it uses your Facebook name as well, you see, so that's perfect. So can I just ask you, you said your first name's Ruth. So I'm assuming, is it Ruth and your surname is still Smith, is that correct, darling?
Yes.
And does anybody call you Gia at all?
No.
No problem, that's not an issue, not an issue at all. And the email we have down here for you, darling, is gia99232@gmail.com.
That's right.
Perfect. And is this the best mobile number for you if the line disconnects for any reason? Perfect. Could I please ask you for your date of birth there, please, Ruth?
8874.
You're a Leo then, like me. Mine's the 14th for the 8th. And can I please ask you your home postcode, please?
It's QY5. Is it O or zero?
It'll most likely be zero.
Zero DG, Delta Golf.
Perfect. And what's the door number, darling?
110.
110, perfect. I'll just double check your postcode for you to make sure we've got the same address on the system. That's showing to me here. Is that Dundonald Park in Lochgarry? Perfect, thank you so much for that. Perfect, yeah. And in regards to yourself, before I go any further, I want to explain to you that this is not us clutching at straws hoping to have you compensation. You will be due back compensation as soon as we locate your files. Now, it would be wrong for us to give you any direct value. Each individual claim will average at around $48,000 that we can make you aware of at this moment in time. And I do not expect you to pull out evidence or anything like that. We'll do a brief statement with you, and that is what we will value your claim off, because we'll locate everything else that does need to be provided. Now, once we do have access to your files, we can provide them back to you if that is something you would like to see. Of course, not everybody would like a copy of them back. Could I ask you, is that something that you've actually thought you wouldn't? Not a problem, darling.
No.
Could I please also ask you, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses at all there?
Nope.
No problem whatsoever. And can I ask you, when you was growing up, how old was you when you was placed into the care system, if you can remember?
I think I was 12 or 13 the first time.
12, 13, no problem, darling. And can I please ask you, where is it that you grew up? Do you remember your address before being placed into care?
I think it would have been...
If not, just the area.
I think it was Kelty. Union Street, Kelty, maybe.
Could you spell that for me?
K-E-L-T-Y.
T-Y, thank you for that, darling. And I'm assuming, would it have been Kelty, a local authority, that possibly popped you under the care system?
Sorry, what do you mean by that? The council, right?
So, would it have been like Kelty Social Services that you're most...
Oh, probably.
Is it something you're not aware of? No problem, darling. And was it just...
They have the whole panels. They need to fight.
And could I please ask you, growing into the care system, was it just you placed into care, or did you have any siblings that were placed into the care system with you?
Oh, they weren't placed with me, but they were in the system for different reasons.
What's your siblings' names?
And that's why you need them. The one at the same time as me.
So it's not in regards to them being with you. It's basically, once we locate your file, if for any reason the government was to try and say they've got 10 Ruth Smiths on the file, we could then say, well, this was the siblings' names and this was the parents' name, so they can locate that file back to us. If not, can I take your parents' name?
I'll just take... Well, someone won it with my mum. Lorna Smith.
And can I take... Lorna Smith.
Yeah.
No problem there. And in regards to yourself, what we do need to ask you, whilst this claim is ongoing, if for any reason anything was to happen to you, let's say the worst was to happen to you whilst the claim is going through, is there anybody within your family members at this moment in time that you would be happy for this payment to go to? They wouldn't be aware on the reason why. They would just know it is a reimbursement. Have you got any children or anything that you would like to get registered down?
Well, I have, yeah.
Have you, do you want to just the eldest down for you just for now? Okay, perfect. What's his name?
Joshua Smith.
No problem there. And do you know the reason why you was placed into the care system, darling?
Yes, I'm not going to school.
Not going to school, no problem. So instantly, that is definitely a case of neglect there, because it's not a case where you should have been taken off your parents for refusal to go to school or even behaviour issues where it wasn't out of control. So that is not a reason, but unfortunately that was the case that they was able to do that back then, and that is instantly already neglect before we go any further.
Yeah, because we moved about a lot and I couldn't settle on a school. Because we moved around a lot.
Children will be children at the end of the day. It doesn't mean that they should be taken away from their parents or taken away from what they know and then, of course, separated and secluded away from other people as well.
I still remember my day because I gripped my heart to my mum because I was leaving her. I remember that. I was very emotional.
So what I... Exactly that. So in regards to yourself, it's not just about the physical side of things. It's also the mental side of things and the emotional side of things that you've had to go through too. So we will make sure that I get everything noted down there on the system. That is not an issue whatsoever. And not only that, like I say, it's possibly impacted a relationship that you've had with your siblings over time as well. Because, of course, like you said, you were separated throughout your procedures. And that way, that's obviously affected you over this time. Now, most definitely, we will take into consideration the impact it's had on you then and also the impact it's had on you now. Because, of course, you are a person and... People go one way or the other regarding this, but this is not something that you should have had to be affected by in any way, shape or form, especially for reasons which was out of your control due to your school issues. And it's not something Mum could have fought back then either, because they just didn't give her a leg to stand on.
Sorry. I lost my mum. Sorry. I just went into that.
I'm so sorry to hear that. So sorry to hear that. Bless you. Let me just get that down. Of course, you are still at impact. I'm going to just get it noted down. Of course, I know that it's not just about, there's no money will take away what you've had to deal with in any way, shape or form. But, of course, it is something that's had a very big impact on your life. And I'm going to just get that noted down now for this moment in time whilst we are having a conversation. But I understand the impact it is having on you at this moment in time. Now, what will happen as well throughout this whole process, darling, is I will be adding you onto WhatsApp as well. Now, that's just for your own personal use. If there's anything you need throughout this process, even if it's just to have a quick conversation with somebody, do not hesitate to bob me a message over, and what I can do from that point onwards is I can basically guide you through everything, and that way we can get, I can have a quick discussion with you and we can go from there, darling, okay? Do not worry, I'm with you throughout this whole process, and like I say, no one's there to question you or to go make you prove this, because nobody can prove the impact that it's happened to them back then. It's our job to do that for you and our job to locate them files, so do not worry at all. I'm just going to pop you on a quick poll.
I was going to say Mr. Staff are okay, but you always get the ones that were real buggers, right?
And of course, like you say, they do it behind closed doors and things, or when the decent staff are on shift, they're trying to intimidate you and pick at you.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just going to speak to the solicitor that's behind me. I'm just going to pop you on a quick hold. Is that okay with you, darling?
Right. Okay. It's going to stay on, isn't it?
medical team in regards to this, and I've just explained to them, of course, that the impacts it's still having till this day in regards to yourself. And what they are happy for me to do for you is they are happy for me to get it popped on a fast track. Now, the fast track side of things isn't a major difference. Instead of waiting for a 12-month time frame, which may not take 12 months, we just have to tell you 12 months to be on the safe side. It could be anything from 6 to 9 months. Now, throughout this procedure, of course, my job is to guide you through the whole process, and I will make sure that we fight everything on your corner. You will not get anything less than £10,000. And as I explained, it's not about the money side of things, but we can't accept anything less because that wouldn't be justice for you whatsoever. The average woman is at £48,000. Now, that's just an average that we can make you aware of because we are confident we can get that back. But of course, that's not any false promises. You'll be looking at most likely a little bit more than that. And I can reassure you, we will get you the justice you deserve. Now, could I just ask you, from the age of 12, so you said it was between 12 and the age of 13, where was the first place that you remember being placed?
There was only the one home, but I was in there twice. Like, I can't remember if it was 13 or 14, then I left, but then I got put back till I was 16.
What's that town called?
Rimbleton House in Glenocha.
Rimbleton House?
Yeah.
Or home. What area was that in, Darren?
Rimbleton. Glenocha.
Could you spell that Glenfocus for me, just in case I'm not getting it right?
Sorry, Glenocha, you said?
Yes, please.
G-L-E-N-R-O-T-H-E-S.
Perfect, thank you for that. Oh, sorry, I pronounced that as Glenrose. I'm so sorry, that's possibly
why. Oh, Glenocha.
I do apologise. I mean, I should be familiar with it. All my mum's side of the family is from the Glasgow area. Of course, I'm only aware of the Glasgow area because that's where a lot of my family is from. So speaking to some people on the phone, it's easy to understand them. And I get the slang a lot of the time because my nana brought me up on it. But a lot of the time, I can still be confused. And I just want to make sure I've got the correct. So you was here from 12, 13 average. And would you say you was there for about a year, 2 years, and then you was taken back home?
Yeah, I think so. Then I was put back for summer going to school. Same reason.
Yeah. Went home. And place that. How long would you say you was at home for?
Honestly, I can't remember.
And then place back to the same place.
Yeah.
Till you're 16.
Oh, I was 16, yeah.
Can I ask you, whilst you was here, I do need to ask the question. You don't need to go into detail with me in any way, shape or form if you don't feel comfortable to. Can I ask you, did you ever receive sexual assault here?
No, I wasn't.
No problem. And was there anything physical towards you where they would use their hands or anything like the bell or the cane or anything as any punishment?
No, there was just one of them, like I said, there was one really bad woman.
And was that a woman?
That was a staff member. I can't remember her name, but it's like if you didn't want to go in the shower or anything like that, she used to try and grab you and stuff like that and try and force it in. But she was the only one. I remember that. So, and obviously as a kid, they're telling you to do something, you're going to know what to do it, and you kind of, she used to grab you and force you.
Restrain you and things like that, like with force. And was it the case where you was ever locked away from any of the other children or secluded in your bedroom or anything like that or treated different?
No, there was nothing like that.
No problem. Did any of the children get away with being forceful towards you or anything like that at all? Was the children playing against each other in there?
Not really. We all kind of got on well because we're kind of in a similar situation.
Position, bless you. And food and drink and stuff, was that always an option or did they feel like you would ever go to bed hungry at any time?
Well, there was a menu and I don't know, as far as I can remember, something was okay.
No problem. And, of course, in regards to this, did the lady who was obviously forceful, did she ever lay a hand on you? Like, did she ever slap you or anything, or she call you any names or pick at you?
No. Well, it was kind of, I felt like she was picking on me. It was kind of like, I don't know if she'd done it to others, but, she's grabbed me, but she never slapped on my hand. And just like, she's
no problem.
Like you're dirty and you're going to hear shiver and all this kind of stuff, right?
And did she watch you while she was in the shower?
No, stood outside the door, I think.
No problem. And did they ever try and help you shower and say they needed to help you clean or anything like that? No problem there. Is there any other memories that you would like me to get jotted down from your situation or your what you have had to deal with within your time in here, darling?
No, like I said, most of the staff members were okay and the school was in that old building as well. But I was kind of a level above and everything, so I was going back to the same kind of stuff that I've already done at another school. So I was kind of boring, that's about it, but...
Yeah, not much education. And of course, in regards to yourself, that's been taken out of your curriculums and what you know for such a young age. And of course, you're not really being educated to the audacity that you should have been. So again, what you have made me aware of, like you say, each case is different and everyone's case is different. But it doesn't mean that one neglect is worse than another. It's a lot of mental side of things that you've had to be dealing with throughout this process. And that's not acceptable in any way, shape or form. And then, like I say, being separated from all your siblings and things for no apparent reasons is not acceptable either. Now, what would have happened, Ruth, is you just had you would have had an email and a text message sent over from myself, from MMA. Would you see if that's come through for me, please, darling?
Okay.
It'll be on. It may be easy for you to locate it on text, but if not, I can resend it.
Sorry.
So you may get. It will be possibly easier for you to locate via the text message. So if you look in your text messages for me and see if you've had a text come through from Zoho.
Yeah, I'm just getting there. No, it's not on the text.
Let me have a look for you here. Just give me a second. If not, I'll get it resent over. But it should have come through to this mobile number. What I'll do is I'll send a reminder. Yeah, check your email for me as well, and I'll send a reminder right now and see if it'll come through. I have just sent a reminder too, so it should come through. It may be having a bit of an issue because we are on the... Can you see it there?
Yeah, it's come through now on text.
Perfect. So if you click on that link for me, and it should say proceed to document.
Oh, sorry, I hate to put my date on. Sorry.
Don't worry. It should let you go back. Or it'll ask you to do that at the end.
Oh, it wants to do something. I'll start again.
Might say something like agree and accept on the page that you may need to accept beforehand, like the cookies.
Yeah. Right now, I'm loaded. I feel a bit of signal strength in here.
It's possibly because we're on the phone. So what I can do for you, if so, is I can pop the phone down. Make sure you press OK and finish for me, so that will come back through and I'll call you back in 5 minutes. Is that OK with you, darling?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I'll give you a call straight back in 5 minutes.
That is OK. Yeah, that's amazing.